Japanese preprint calls for mRNA vaccines to be suspended over blood bank contamination concerns. Receiving blood transfusion from COVID-19 vaccinated individuals could pose a medical risk to unvaccinated recipients, since numerous adverse events are being reported among vaccinated people worldwide, according to a recent study from Japan. The preprint review, published on March 15, examined whether receiving blood from COVID-19 vaccinated individuals is safe or poses a health risk. Many nations have reported that mRNA vaccine usage has resulted in post-vaccination thrombosis and subsequent cardiovascular damage, as well as a wide variety of diseases involving all organs and systems, including the nervous system, it said. Repeated vaccinations can make people more vulnerable to COVID-19, it said. If the blood contains spike proteins, it becomes necessary to remove these proteins prior to administration, and there is no such technology currently available, the authors wrote. Contrary to earlier expectations, genes and proteins from genetic vaccines have been found to persist in the blood of vaccine recipients for prolonged periods of time. In addition, a variety of adverse events resulting from genetic vaccines are now being reported worldwide. This includes a wide range of diseases related to blood and blood vessels. Some studies have reported that the spike protein in the mRNA vaccines is neurotoxic and capable of crossing the blood-brain barrier, the review stated. Thus, there is no longer any doubt that the spike protein used as an antigen in genetic vaccines is itself toxic. Moreover, people who have taken multiple shots of mRNA vaccines can have several exposures to the same antigen within a small time frame, which may lead to them being imprinted with a preferential immune response to that antigen. This has resulted in COVID-19 vaccine recipients becoming more susceptible to contracting COVID-19. Given such concerns, medical professionals should be aware of the various risks associated with blood transfusions using blood products derived from people who have suffered from long COVID and from genetic vaccine recipients, including those who have received mRNA vaccines. The impact of such genetic vaccines on blood products, as well as the actual damage caused by them, are currently unknown, the authors wrote. In order to avoid these risks and prevent further expansion of blood contamination and complication of the situation, we strongly request that the vaccination campaign using genetic vaccines be suspended and that a harm-benefit assessment be carried out as early as possible. Repeated vaccination of genetic vaccines can also end up causing alterations in immune function among recipients. This raises the risk of serious illnesses due to opportunistic infections or pathogenic viruses, which would not have been an issue if the immune system were normal, the review said. Therefore, from the perspective of traditional containment of infectious diseases, greater caution is required in the collection of blood from genetic vaccine recipients and the subsequent handling of blood products, as well as during solid organ transplantation and even surgical procedures in order to avoid the risk of accidental blood-borne infection, it stated. The review was funded by members of the Japanese Society for Vaccine-Related Complications and the Volunteer Medical Association. Authors did not declare any conflict of interest. Dangers with blood transfusions. The review pointed out that the genetic vaccination status of blood donors is not collected by organizations, even though the use of such blood may pose risks to patients. As such, authors recommended that when blood products are derived from such people, it is necessary to confirm the presence or absence of spike protein or modified mRNA, as in other tests for pathogens. If the blood product is found to contain the spike protein or a modified gene derived from the genetic vaccine, it is essential to remove them, it stated. However, there is currently no reliable way to do so. Since there is no way to reliably remove the pathogenic protein or mRNA, we suggest that all such blood products be discarded until a definitive solution is found. The authors pointed out that cases of encephalitis among people who received blood from dengue vaccine recipients were reported as recently as last year. This suggests that the present system of tracking and managing blood products is not adequate. Since genetic vaccines were implemented on a global scale for a massive population, it is expected that the situation will already be complicated compared to previous drug disasters. As such, there is an urgent need for legislation and international treaties related to the management of blood products, the authors wrote. The issue of blood transfusion from COVID-19 vaccine recipients has been highly controversial. In 2022, a court in New Zealand ruled against the parents of a sick infant son after they refused blood transfusions from vaccinated people. The parents had asked the health system to allow blood transfusion from unvaccinated individuals with donors who were already prepared to contribute. In its ruling, the court stripped the parents of medical custody of their son. In Canada, doctors have also reported the trend of people's resistance to vaccinated blood transfusions. Speaking to CBC in 2022, Dr. Dave Sidhu, the Southern Alberta Medical Lead for Transfusion and Transplant Medicine, said that parents of sick children were requesting unvaccinated blood. "We're seeing it about once or twice a month at this stage. And the worry is, of course, that these requests might increase," he said at the time. In Wyoming, Representative Sarah Penn has sponsored a bill mandating that blood donated by people who have taken COVID-19 shots be labeled. Doing so will allow recipients who do not wish to accept such blood to reject them. In an interview with Cowboy State Daily, Ms. Penn said, "For various reasons, many people have purposefully strived to keep the mRNA therapies out of their bodies, even to the point that some lost their livelihoods. Their concerns are warranted.